Hello, friends. How's everybody doing? Happy 4th of July and happy Canada's Day. And did Hong Kong also celebrate something? I remember a bunch of countries have celebrations in early July. Actually, let me look it up. Who celebrates July? Country Day. Country Days? What do I look up? National Country Day July? It sounds like a silly Google thing. Oh, wow. There is a lot of you guys. So Canada is on the 1st. US is on the 4th. Algeria is on the 5th. Cape Verde, do I pronounce the E? Is on the 5th. Comoros, National Day is on the 6th. Belarus is on the 3rd. I don't know why that one was out of order. Colombia is later this month on the 20th. Ivory Coast. Okay, I was looking for July. Why does it say August 7th? this is just Google. It says, often grouped with July lisp, the date is August. Okay. Wait. Okay, this is why you can't rely on AI. When is Ivory Coast? I'm gonna properly look this up, not the AI summary at the start. Bad. Ivory Coast, I need to know this now. Skitty learned something new. Independence Day. From France. August. Yeah, August. And why does it also say correction? July 7th. Anyways. Oh dear. How do I pronounce this one? Is the D silent? Is the J silent? Djibouti? Djibouti. This is a country in Africa. Djibouti. Djibouti? The D is silent. Consists of three syllables, like jug without the G, stress the boo, and the T. Like booty. Booty. Ugh. Booty? Is there a video? I need... Djibouti. I've learned a new word. Djibouti. Booty. 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 Djibouti celebrates their national day on... Wait. Google. It's June 27th. Why are you showing me other months? And for some reason, it tells me about the Dominican Republic on February 27th. Okay. AI summaries. Bad. Oh, and Bahama on July 10th. Anywho, I am completely sidetracked, but hello. I hope you guys are not melting. Those of us who have been enjoying the summer heat, it's been very, very warm. Today is high 80s, probably feels like low 90s Fahrenheit, or about 30 degrees Celsius, I think. I'm just gonna stay indoors. Thank goodness for air conditioning. I don't know how I'd survive without it. Growing up without air conditioning, I used to just hide out in my parents' basement on super hot days, or just go outside and enjoy the breeze. As long as I was in the shade, it was okay. But when it's super humid outside, no amount of shade will save you. So I hope everyone is staying nice and comfortable today. And if you're like in Australia and it's winter for you, I hope it's comfy, not too chilly. Anywho, so I'm taking a little break from in real life work to hopefully focus a little bit more on audio this month, because I've missed you guys and real life stuff have been kind of crazy, but it's nice. I got a little summer break right now, so yay! I really want to finish Snake Girl. The raw audio is over an hour long and I'm still kind of scared to edit, but I was really happy with the Safe for Work take, so hopefully the not safe for work bit is nice, and it'll be pretty smooth sailing for me here. I have, like, mini little clips of request fills I did. I guess I'll link those. I did a good boy one. And it's okay to, like, hiccups for some Anons today. And I think a week or two back I did one where someone wanted to be hypnotized into wearing girly frilly clothes. I'll link it. They're super short. I kind of do these on the fly when I'm feeling in the mood. I like doing short little audios to just get myself into the zone to do work. And, my last Patreon audio was Ramble Fap themed. I don't do Ramble Faps often. They feel a little too personal, too real, so, which is why I try to stick with, like, role plays. So this is, like, a role play of the Ramble Fap, which was super unscripted. I hope those of you who have listened liked it. My beta listeners said I should do more slice of life stuff. Just go off scripts, kitty. In the Ramble Fap, I think I was using a toy, which made me think of, you know, Skitty, I haven't bought any new toys in, gosh, in a long, long time. I bought my first toy when I started dabbling in audio, which was like 6, maybe 7 years ago. Gosh, it's been a while. Yeah, I bought my first toy, I think, like 6, 7 years ago, which I feel is maybe kind of late. When did you, if you guys have a toy, when did you buy your first toy? I didn't really start exploring, you know, what I liked until fairly late, and then all of a sudden I jumped into naughty audios and the not safe for work side of the internet. And it's been a journey. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about fetishes, which is why I told the Anon today that hiccups for a fetish isn't too weird. Honestly, I think it's kind of cute. Not my kink, but it's just hiccups. Kind of like feet fetishes. Prior to me being on the internet, I felt like movies, books, and all that, everybody made fun of feet and for liking feet. But now that I've done foot fetishes audios, learned a bit more about it, I get it. Again, not really my thing, but I understand why people like it. There's still some odd kinks that I'm, like, not too sure about, and you will make me raise an eyebrow, but hey, as long as you like it, your partner likes it, or your play partner likes it, and it doesn't hurt anybody, and there's consent, yada yada, you know what I mean. All's good. But back to toys. I haven't bought a toy in a good couple of years. My last toy was one of those, like, Lovin's toys that you could control. They are expensive, but I thought I'd splurge, and I realized Skitty still likes an old-fashioned dildo. And for those of you who have listened to my super early rambles, I have made the mistakes of buying Bad Dragons. Nothing wrong with the brand, although some of my friends tell me it's way overpriced and expensive. Funny shapes and exotic shapes don't do much for me. I guess it's a good thing that I like regular human shaped cocks. So yeah, no need for fancy shapes or vibrating ones. But I wonder what's on the market now. So this ramble is me doing a sex toys quiz. You know Skitty loves her quizzes. So I googled what toy should I buy, and it landed me on Lilo.com. I think Lilo is a pretty well-known brand. Looks like it is Swedish. I'm curious what they'll like, recommend for me? Should I do the quiz honestly, or should I, like, make up some stuff and see what it'd give me? Let's see. Let's go for fun. I'm gonna pretend I'm a boy. I'll probably end up with, like, a prostate massager. I'm super jealous of you boys. You guys get, like, prostate orgasms and orgasms from stroking your penis. I'm jealous. You guys get all different kinds of orgasms. Okay, how old am I is the first question. Huh. It goes from, like, 18 all the way to, like, a category of 65. Does it matter what age I am for a sex toy? You know what, for the fun of it, I am 69 years old. 69. Nice. Do I identify as straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, other? I'll be honest with this one. I'll say that I'm straight. What is my experience level? Am I a newbie? Looking for simple, user-friendly devices for beginners? Intermediate, looking for more features, versatility, explore the use of sex toys further, or an expert user who owns a few toys and seeks more customizable experiences? I feel like I'm an intermediate, but does owning a few sex toys make me an expert? You know what? I'm gonna be a sexpert. Sexpert. Have you already tried Lilo products? I prefer other brands? No. First timer, only once. I'm a huge fan. I'll say I'm a first timer. I don't own any Lilo brands. Am I treating myself? Or looking for a gift? Myself. And my budget? I'll decide later, mid-range. Money is not an issue. And what kind of anatomy are you looking to satisfy? Oh, nice. Female. Am I playing solo or with someone? I'll say solo. What stimulation type am I looking for? G-spot? Clitoral? Anal? A-spot? What's A-spot? I'm stumped. What is A-spot? I need to Google this. Sex A-spot. A-spot, anterior fornix erogenous zone, sits deep on the front vaginal wall between the cervix and the bladder and is 2 inches above the G-spot. Huh. Female anatomy is confusing. Why am I learning about the A-spot now? And it's the G-spot is the clit, right? Okay, I feel like a complete noob now. G-spot is the clitoral network. So if you're stimulating the G-spot, you're stimulating part of the clitoris. That's usually the come hither motion, and the A-spot is supposedly 4 to 6 inches deep inside the vagina. It's 2 inches deeper than... Skitty's gonna have to do some research now. Back to the quiz. Stimulation type, what am I looking for? A-spot or G-spot? Clit is too strong. Skitty does not like direct clit stim. Butt stuff, I'm not looking for butt stuff. I wanna know what this A-spot is. I'm gonna click that. Oh! If you hover over it, it tells you what it is. I should have done that in the start. Located near the cervix, front wall, allows for deep arousal, heightened pleasure. Sure, I will go for that. What control would you prefer? Manual or app controlled? I'm gonna go for manual. Don't need fancy apps. And skip to results. I should get the Enigma, double sonic. Enigma sounds perfect for my vagina because it is an enigma. I don't even know what I like sometimes. So, perfect naming, nice branding. What does this thing do? It is an A-spot vibrator with the latest addition to the Lilo Enigma range. Introduces a deep sonic technology to target the often neglected A-spot. Features 8 pleasure settings plus 2 exclusive app control modes. Thanks to its special sonic tip on the insertable tail, this toy stimulates a broader erogenous area to reach the A-spot using deep sonic waves. Blah, 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 it sounds. They keep on using sonic waves like it's like a hashtag. I don't think I want this. I think I'm gonna stick with my old trusty boring dildo. Or maybe this will blow my mind. Something to think about. Ooh, I wanna be a boy now. I wanna be a boy now. Quit. I'm gonna speed through this quiz and do it if I was a boy. How old am I? I'm gonna say I'm 18 to 24. I identify as other. My experience level is newbie. I am a first timer, treating myself. My budget, money not an issue. I am looking to satisfy my male body. Man, I wish I had a penis. Wishing to play solo. Oh, do I want penis or anal? I know if I say anal, it's gonna be prostate, so I guess I'll say penal. Submit. Oh, what kind of intensity are you looking for? Strong. Okay, tell me. This thing has like smoke coming out of it, and it's brand product page. Okay, this is the F2S trademark. I am not being sponsored by this. I just wanted to do their sex quiz. These are fancy looking toys. With its luxurious liquid silicone interior and dual open ends, the F2S delivers a uniquely immersive stroking action with 14! Wow. Powerful pleasure settings. Do you really need 14 different settings? You could use the app, which features a stamina trainer, a guided Kegel exercises for men, and you can unlock 6 additional app-only modes, including AI interactive mode that syncs motors with the device's movement in real time. It's just a really fancy masturbator. A lot of different vibrating settings, I guess. Interesting. Okay, I want to know how much this costs. Add to cart? Okay, a 30% discount, it's like over 100 bucks. But you could choose if it's red or blue. Anywho, I had fun. Maybe when I have time, I'll shop around, but I feel like shopping for toys is like looking at a huge buffet table and not knowing what to start off with. But I would recommend don't go shopping when you're horny. Don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. I'm gonna go back to working on Snake Girl. I really want to finish it. And, talk to you guys soon. Love you all. Bye-bye.